And good evening and welcome to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Jason and I'm back after a couple of weeks. And time certainly does fly, but thanks to Darren Gall for filling in for me last week. And better late than never tonight, the annual Canada Day special of Shake a Tail Feather, which means it's all Canadian content tonight. And yes, if you've ever wondered whether Canada ever put out classic soul on the same level as the folks south of the border and even across the pond over in Britain, yes, we have. And the next just shy of 90 minutes, we'll be hearing a pretty good overview, I think, of a lot of the Canadian talent that recorded either in Canada or in the States, actually. And contributed to the great body of music we understand to be classic soul music during the 1960s. And we just heard Mr. M and the All-Nighters, not only Canadian but local and current, based in East Vancouver. They have changed their lineup over the past number of years, but currently they're doing regular residencies at the Great Bear Pub in Burnaby. But every Canada Day they put on a show, and we heard their cover of the Marquees last night from live at Canada Day from 2008. So 2 years ago yesterday was when this was actually recorded, and it was released not long after that, I think. I think probably the following year, if I'm not mistaken. But we've heard tracks on that before. We've had founding member Ian Gregson on our show some months ago, and we've heard tracks from this album, and so we're going to come back to some a bit later in the show. The number here is 604-822-2487 if you have a request. I'll see if I can't get it on tonight, and it doesn't have to be Canadian for tonight. It could be for something else, and that can be for show ideas, too. I'm still taking those. I have a couple, actually, that I'm working on based on requests, so keep them coming. And, so let's move on now to the Canadian Encyclopedia Online. Under Rhythm and Blues has a pretty good article listing kind of a historical chronology of how Rhythm and Blues developed in Canada, influenced, of course, by what was going on in the States and by traveling artists who came through places like Toronto, Montreal, and Vancouver, influencing a lot of the local bands and vocal groups that performed in nightclubs in those cities. And it wasn't long before we began to have our own talent being recorded. The early 60s, I guess you could say, is really when a lot of the soul artists began to record in Canada. And one of the earliest, usually according to that article and according to a lot of folks studying that period, is Shirley Matthews, who hailed from the Toronto area and was actually a switchboard operator by day and sang rhythm and blues at night at a place called the Blue Note Club in Toronto. And a producer named Bob Crew discovered her and brought her off to New York to record for Atlantic. Now, her first hit did very well here and got into a top 10 slot here, but it actually didn't get very far in the States. On Billboard, it was a bubbling under at number 104. To another single followed on Atlantic, and then she recorded a couple of 45s for the New Orleans label, Amy, and that was it. She went back to office work. I'm not sure of her whereabouts these days, but would make an interesting interview. Anyway, this is that first hit that she is best known for, and this is it. Shirley Matthews and the Big Town Girls with Big Town Boy.
The Advocacy Office provides confidential and free representation, guidance, and assistance to students engaged in conflict with UBC. We advocate for students in preparing and attending formal meetings, hearings, and appeals against the university. Specifically, our office helps students with matters of student discipline, such as cheating, collaboration, or plagiarism, assigned standing, admissions, and financial assistance. We can also assist you in appeals to decisions made by UBC Library, parking, or housing. You are not alone. We're here to help. For more information, call 822-9855 or visit the website at www.ams.ubc.ca/advocacy.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
People talk, they kind of break us up. Why can't they let us in? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but that talk don't bother me. People talk, they kind of break us up when they know that I love you so. Yeah, I don't care what the people may say, I'll never, never let you go. I've been abused. People talking, trying to break us up. I said they scandalizing my name. Shiny thing just to make me feel bad, and anything to make me shame. Never let you go. Said I know. Yes, I know. Every day, just a little bit more. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. I wanna tell you about it. I just gotta tell you about it. Baby, baby, just what I wanna say. I wanna say that I love you.
And the Gospel Queens of Brooklyn. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR.
And you're listening to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9. And my name is Jason, and tonight's edition is the Canada Day edition, a day late, mind you, just because of the way things worked out this year. But, you know, it's part of a long weekend, so I guess you could extend these themes into the weekend if you wanted to, but last week I was away. I normally do this the Friday before Canada Day, but as Canada Day fell on a Thursday, I thought Friday, July 2nd works. So tonight is the Canada Day long weekend edition of Shake a Tail Feather, and the phone number here is 604-822-2487 if you have any requests. We just heard a handful of Jackie Shane tracks off of a compilation containing all of his singles releases as well as the live album. And Jackie Shane was originally from the States, but performed in Canada and released many of those singles in Canada, but as well a few of them on the New York-based label called Sue. And that was especially true of the track we just heard, actually, called Any Other Way, which was a cover of the William Bell tune on Stax. And it was a Jackie Shane's hit on the 1050 Chum charts in 1963, but it also charted to some degree in the United States on Billboard and Cashbox. And before that, we heard Stand Up Straight and Tall and In My Tenement before that, which was a follow-up on Sue after Any Other Way. And then his cover of Sticks and Stones. Ray Charles also did that one a couple years earlier. And we'll hear another track by Jackie Shane in just a moment. First, let's go over a little bit about the tracks before that. Shirley Matthews, also another Toronto area soul celebrity, and the Big Town Girls. We started with Big Town Boy, which was her best-known song, followed by the B-side of that called Count on That. Wise Guys, which was the follow-up A-side to that single, pretty strong one piece there. That could have easily have been a kind of a Phil Spector type of a number. And Private Property, which was the B-side to that. Those tracks off of Where the Girls Are, which was an Ace compilation series, still runs, of girl groups from the 1960s, mostly the first half of that decade. Not all of them R&B, but I was surprised to find not only one Shirley Matthews track on here, but all of those. And that was volume 4 of Where the Girls Are. And yeah, so that was the beginning of our set. Toronto, of course, wasn't the only city to have a soul scene by the mid-60s. All the major cities did. Toronto, of course, had the Yorkville district, which had many different kinds of music. You could catch folk, you could catch rock, you could catch a lot of different things. But at one point, soul groups and their bands made up about half of all performers, according to one estimate. And, you know, there were a ton of groups. Many didn't record. A lot of them actually performed in the various nightclubs. And we're going to hear somebody else just after this Jackie Shane track in just a moment. And it might surprise some people that this individual was part of the R&B and soul scene, but he was. Montreal also had its own scene, mostly places, clubs like the Apollo and the Esquire Show Bar. And the Uptown hosted a lot of the local acts as well as visiting ones. Halifax had its own, and as did, of course, Vancouver, which we'll get to a bit later. But, you know, you could easily do a film on this. Now, not too long ago, CBC had a documentary feature on the radio, 1 and 2, based on the rather brief and enigmatic career and persona of Jackie Shane. And through that, it was a bit of an exploration of the very same soul scene, particularly in Toronto. But it'd be interesting to kind of zoom out from that and do something else. It'd be interesting to have a film, actually, or some kind of visual presentation, see if there's anyone still kicking around who would be interviewed. And also a lot of those clips that you can get on TV of people performing on local shows, I think those are priceless. I know there was at least not too long ago a Jackie Shane one circulating on YouTube for a while. Yes, so anyway, we're going to move right along to some more Jackie Shane off of the live portion of this compilation. That originally was a live album that came out in 1968. It featured some of the tracks we just heard in live version. You get to hear the introduction and a lot of his banter with the audience. And a couple of things were actually on that live performance that weren't ever released as singles. And we're going to hear one of them now. And that was a track called Knock on Wood. And that's tonight. Shake a Tail Feather, CITR 101.9 FM.
Surely lose a line. Up and down the room. Sometime I get a little worried. Well, but I tell you now, it's all right now. Yeah, because I got a woman way over town. Good to me, yes, I have. I got a woman way over town, good to me. Oh yeah, yeah, she my baby, cause you understand, Lord, and I know I'm a lover's man. But I got a woman way over town, good to me. Yes, I have. Say her loving early in the morning, just for me. Oh yeah, I say hello to now, early in the morning, just for me. Sin, always treat me right, never running the streets and leaving me alone. She knows the place right now, back there at the head of her home. I got a woman way over town, good to me. Yes, I have. And I got a woman way over town, she's all right. Lover man, and I got a woman way over town, good to me. Don't you know I mean, yeah, she's all right, she's all right, she's all right, she's all right now. She's my baby, she's my baby, she's my woman.
Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us online at www.aidsvancouver.org.
Got something for you, baby, that you never, ever had. I got something for you, baby, that you never, ever had. I got a lot of good loving, true loving, but make me feel so bad. Got something for you, baby, you know you're out of sight. I got something for you, baby.
Those were Frank Motley and the Hitchhikers, the same group that backed up Jackie Shane on that live outtake that we heard earlier. But we heard the Hitchhikers with Hook and Sling. This is on a really obscure album. Actually, this album was... I was alerted to this album by Mark Desjardins, who was on this show during the funding drive last year, and we were doing some Canadian stuff. Canada's Message to the Meters was the name of this comp, and that was them doing Hook and Sling, which, of course, the Meters did. This recorded somewhere in the late 60s, I think probably 68 or 69. Before the Hitchhikers, we heard David Clayton Thomas. Now, most people know him as the... lead singer of Blood, Sweat, and Tears, which actually he only joined them for their second album. They started off without him. But he already had been in a couple of groups, one of which was The Shays, who were very much the kind of influenced by the British R&B bands who were influenced by rock and roll and rhythm and blues and soul music. So they did an album called David Clayton Thomas and The Shays, A Go-Go. We heard a few tracks off of that. We started with Walk That Walk, followed by Good Lovin'. And in between that, we heard some material from Clayton Thomas's solo album from 1966. The Shays album came out in 65. But in 66, Clayton Thomas did an album called David Clayton Thomas Sings Like It Is. We heard a couple tracks. We heard a cover of his cover of Ray Charles's I Got a Woman, followed by a cover of Poison Ivy. That was sort of the early part of his career where he was something of a blue-white soul singer on the same level as a lot of the groups that came out of the States, whether it was the Rascals or the Box Tops or any of those. And Good Lovin' ended up being not the song I thought it was. I don't think it's the same song that the Rascals did and that the Olympics did before them, but same title, anyway. So that's the Toronto portion of this, and Halifax and Montreal had soul scenes as well. Perhaps some point in the future I'll be able to have some of that material if it exists out there somewhere. And this is, of course, just an overview. There were many, many other groups that did record out of the Toronto area. But the show is only 90 minutes, and we're going to come out to the West Coast now with some tracks from an album I play quite often on this program, Live from the Grooveyard, which was originally two albums in 66 and originally on New Syndrome Records, but re-released in 2004 on Neptune Records. And it features a number of groups. The Grooveyard was a venue in New West, and it featured out-of-town acts as well as local ones. The soul bands that are on here include the Epics, who, of course, just performed at the Biltmore just over a week ago. A great show, by the way. I did check that out. And some other groups that occur or appear on this compilation are Night Train Review, Soul Unlimited, and a couple of other groups as well that are probably more on the garage band side of things. But we're just going to have a short break for an announcement, and then we're going to come back with some Soul Unlimited off of Live from the Grooveyard as we do the Vancouver portion of the Canada Day long weekend edition of Shake a Tail Feather. But first, this announcement.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Explode Sunday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. We'll be right back.
Maybe I shouldn't worry, but I've been through this before.
side, wanting just to touch your face and hands, thinking about you, baby, hoping that.
Penny, that being an early 70s group. Actually, they were kind of a rock group, but definitely soul influenced on that one. That was their 1973 hit, Canadian hit anyway, called You're Still the One. Before that, Motherlode with When I Die, probably their one hit. They were something of a one hit wonder, although there was an album that was on very much in the they're kind of like the Chambers Brothers in a way. That actually is off of their album called When I Die, and it has 18 other tracks on it, mostly in a rock vein. And before that, of course, was our West Coast set, and we started it off with Soul Unlimited from Live from the Grooveyard with Choo Choo, followed by the Chantels with their cover of Eddie Holland's Leaving Here, early Motown song originally. The Night Train Review with Sometimes I Wonder, followed by the Epics with If I Could Turn Back the Hands of Time, not to be confused with the Tyrone Davis song of the same title. And then Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, if the name isn't obvious enough. They were formed here, although Bobby Taylor himself was from the U.S. Their biggest known hit, Does Your Mama Know About Me, issued on Motown in 1968, as was the song we heard after that called So This Is Love. Also a member of that group my brain seems to be a little bit fried tonight. Tommy Chong, the comedian, was also a member of that group for much of the 60s, actually, but including 1968. And then Bobby Taylor went off on his own. That brings us to the end of the show for tonight. Pura is in, about to start with a Vampire's Ball. I'll be on again next week. Hope you have a great long weekend. Next week we'll do another one of those surprise album features that we've been doing. And of course, being a surprise, you'll find out next week on the show what that is. In the meantime, if you want to contact me in between the show, you can contact me at moresoulmusic@yahoo.ca or through Facebook at Shake a Tail Feather. You can make requests that way too. This show will be available as a podcast if you go to citr.ca and go under shows or schedule and find Shake a Tail Feather. Under that, you can get this in previous episodes. We started off with a track off of Mr. M and the All-Nighters Live at Canada Day 2008. We're going to finish off with another instrumental track off of that CD. This is their cover of the Booker T and the MG's classic Green Onions.
So the keyboards and I have to be nice and loud for this one. time ago, in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.